Hello, Heart Dwellers. This is Mike. Claire is working on her music as the Lord wants her to get a specific song done prior to the rapture. So she asked me to post this message today. May the Lord's wisdom and peace guide all our actions. This message is about the sucker punch, but I wanted to get another word in. Please pray with all your heart for the safety of our president and those attending the rally on the 6th. I'm deeply concerned that Iran will try to bomb D.C. and kill the president, as well as those present to support him. Jesus has talked about the betrayal of our own navy, and we have seen many times an attack on our land. One prophet saw three Iranian missiles making it through our defense on the East Coast. Heart Dwellers, please pray with all your heart and strength to protect him this week, especially, and of course, that Pence will not betray him. In the meantime, I want to say that the Lord is having us clean up loose ends that point towards our departure in the rapture in the not-too-distant future. For those of you who know you're staying, I hope you've prepared bug-out bags and or have places to go. There's a good chance some may have to leave the refuge for a season because it is well known locally that we are Christians. The Lord will lead those if and when the time is right. I won't be here, but Sister Elizabeth will. So if you have loose ends, please get them taken care of, but keep your focus on praying for our president and our nation. Now here's the message. One of Satan's favorite things to do is spoil the atmosphere at a family gathering. Recently, I had a sucker punch when the community got together and had a very sweet night of making cards for each other and celebrating the Lord's birth. Right in the middle of these events, I got the news that the Forest Service gate was being locked and we had lost access to the outside world, where even our brother, who is in Taos, that's me, could not come for Sunday meetings because all the roads were blocked. It totally shot me down, and all I could do is disappear and cry, right in the middle of our sweet time together. Well, a little bit of discretion goes a long way, and a lesson was learned to withhold that information from me during a celebration. The same thing happened the day before Christmas when one of our members who had a ticket back to Michigan to see his son was told by his ex-wife that he would not be given access to see his son because of COVID. That shot him down and he went off to mourn. As it worked out, he went anyway and was able to see his son. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy again. He does it where it hurts most. Be prepared. And understand that if something like a sucker punch is thrown at you in a very happy moment, that lie will not stand, for God has provided a way out that you don't know about yet. And indeed, this is a fast offering for your prayers, because suffering of the heart is very intense and can be used to redeem situations and turn them into blessings. Thank God that Ezekiel had a total peace about the Forest Service gate being blocked, which prevented our only access to the property. That helped me to know that God has this. But I'm telling you these things because they are so hurtful, and holiday season is when the enemy wants to cause conflict among relatives, disagreements, misunderstandings, bad blood, whenever he can, and whatever he can do to ruin your time with your family. Don't let this happen to you. Be on guard against these sucker punches and keep on going. God's got this. Lord, he began, my precious ones, Satan's emissaries plan and plot these occasions of sorrow to fall right in the midst of family joy and bring it down. You, however, do not have to take the bait. If you attend these functions with that in mind, it will help you to avoid the trap that so many fall into that damage family relationships. When you attend these festivities, the enemy carries a file and an agenda to these functions to cause division, hard feelings, and alienation. He has all your buttons and all their buttons mapped out so they will get pushed. If you want to avoid this, go with no other agenda than to love your brother. Don't use these occasions to proselytize if you know they are hostile to the faith. Do not discuss hot topics. Let insults roll off your backs like ducks shed water. Don't engage in potentially hot conversations. Walk away or change the subject. Keep everything on a very positive note. Connect with those things you have in common and share. Make them feel honored and loved, especially if they are scowling at you. Love softens all hearts. It just isn't used as much as it should be. But never use it in a shallow way. Always ask me to fill your heart with love and exercise that love from a place deep within. Remember that many hurts stem from childhood and were not necessarily your fault. Take into consideration the trials your brother is facing now and be a source of comfort and encouragement. Always be aware that what seem like attacks against you are really coming from a different source. The person who injures you may not even be aware of it, but he is being used by the demons to touch the most vulnerable places in your personality. If you can keep an objective mind about what is going on, you may succeed in building up that relationship rather than making it worse. Draw a way to pray when things seem potentially heated. Pray with your reason and in tongues, for you are not fighting against flesh and blood. Be forgiving of any offenses and make an apology if it is called for. When you come together with family, my greatest wish is that you solidify good relationships and heal those that are broken. I want you to enjoy your relatives, not feel alienated from them, which is the enemy's agenda. Families were meant to be small communities that held together common bonds and are there for one another in a crisis. The enemy wants to steal and isolate you from each other so he may more easily pick you off. Now that I have told you these things, you only need to practice them, and you will be emissaries of my peace. Call on me in the midst of trouble. I will immediately come to your aid. I love you tenderly. Go and love others, even the most surly and unlovable, in the same way. They will know you are Christians by your love, and by this I will draw all men to me. And that was the end of the message.